If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 How can you hate everything? Are you gonna draw a damn anarchist sign on your palm?
Because I've been fucked with by aliens in my dreams. I need the attention of every single Californian right now. If you're in California, please turn up your speakers right now. I have an important message, especially for you. You need to quit fucking bitching about the lack of rain if you live in California. I'm serious. Are you freaking kidding me? If you live in California, you are in the wrong place for rain. You got two states right on top of you. You can pretty much drive to them states if you want rain. So that's it. I'm done. Like I can't handle this. Every time we're complaining about the rain, there's another huge drought in California. Are you fucking serious? When you think of California, what do you think of? I don't think of rain. I think of Lorraine down on Venice Beach, jumping up and down in the knee-high waves on the white sandy beaches. That's what kind of rain I think about when it comes to California, anyways. Or rainbows and unicorns as freaking decorative, ornamental things in my California heaven. That kind of rain. So if you live in California and you need rain, like, honestly, like, you, there's places for you. Maybe you're not really a Californian. Maybe you were unfortunately born here and you belong in freaking Idaho. There's a lot of room in Idaho. You should just move to Idaho. And dietitians in Idaho, if you're in Idaho and you see all these new Californians moving in, just lock your doors, and when it rains, oh fucking well. That's what they wanted. What up, dietitians? Slightly sorry about that crazy intense intro, but that's just how I feel. And by now, I'm sure everyone who listens is aware that I just sometimes say how I feel, which is a good thing, and we should all try to do that. Unless it's, like, risky. Unless it's, like risky for your health. Like, don't say something mean to someone bigger than you and with a violent temperament. I mean, we gotta be smart about it. That's just so California, though, to want everything. To never quite just be completely happy with the things that we have. That LA complex, pay your doctor, you know, for the body parts you weren't born with. There's not quite enough rain for my idealistic fucking climate parameters. I'm just gonna fucking Facebook propaganda it until maybe fucking God feels so guilty he'll make it rain harder in California. That's just us, though. I am taxed to hell in California to the point where it's almost like I can't leave. You've taken all my money. All the money I was going to use to leave is in the hands of Schwarzenegger. Or Jerry Brown's our new guy. I knew that. I just wanted to mention Schwarzenegger and bring up the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of this state. Like, now that's California. It's a little gnarly, like, when you think about it. Like, did we self-designate this state as the Golden State? Don't you think there are other states that feel like they might want to have a campaign as maybe they want to be the Golden State? I really wouldn't even be surprised if some Californian man nicknamed Nevada the Silver State just to be a freaking Beverly Hills cockface. It's like jacked up. One has to be One's eternally in the shadow of the other. Nevada is eternally in the shadow of California, just based on nicknames. I'm going to tell you all something a little creepy right now. Did you know that when you drive to Nevada from California on I-80, using I-80 to get into Nevada, the trees literally stop at the state line. Once you get into Nevada, there are no longer trees. All of a sudden, the trees on the right-hand side of your car stop. Like a line. The line of Nevada. There are no trees beyond it. Some Californian man walked right up to that place and said, okay, this is all we want. That's it. That's what happened.
You are listening to the Strange Diet Broadcast. Keep it locked down every week for your own personal taste of Radio Liberty and subscribe on iTunes, the Windows Store, or your favorite web browser. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangediet for other subscription options and join the Dietitian Coalition.
Do you want to know what's beyond that? Sand. Sand all the way till Reno. And actually, Reno's built on sand. And sin. And if anyone sins in California, they just put it on the card. I don't know what that means. Who's paying attention to the NFL offseason? I'm just going to holler about a couple things really fast. Oakland Raiders have made a number of signings. Most of the signings are not extreme blockbusters, but they're getting some young, cheap guys. They're making some moves. I kind of want to go the young, cheap route anyways. They spent a lot of money on some old dudes last year. And I'm using the term old loosely. I mean, they're like early 30s. I mean, that's not old, but for football, like in the football universe, that's definitely the end of your, like, playing years. You know what I mean? Unless your name's Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson, I believe, is 38 years old, been playing for 18 years. He's just still one of the most dominant players. It's just crazy. That's the Raiders offseason story. Adrian Peterson's looking like he's going to sign back with the Vikings, which is, I don't know, I'm not even surprised, honestly. I mean, if you don't know about his story, you should just try to learn some stuff about it. It was kind of interesting. He got, like, in trouble for allegedly beating his kids too hard, but it's like, Adrian Peterson is from Texas. Like, he's, like, he, like, extremely Orthodox Christian household, like, that's just how they do things. Like, I'm not saying, like, I would do that stuff. I'm just trying to, like, that stuff exists. Like, I don't know if the NFL can just authorize, like, oh, the way you approach parenting is not acceptable. I don't know. I didn't see the injuries, the alleged injuries or whatever, but he's a beast running back. He should be playing for somebody. Those are some major off. Not, I don't know. Maybe the Adrian Peterson thing is a major thing. Tell me if this is crazy or if I'm crazy. Michelle Obama would spend like campaign money and all this time and like hire people to do this campaign about like proper eating right. This is all I'm gonna do. We should all eat healthier. Mine was quicker and cheaper. Dietitians, thanks again for listening to the show. I love bringing it to y'all. Hope it was a good one. Definitely come back in a week. We're going to do it up another time. We're going to get another one going after that, and it's just going to keep rolling. Then we're going to have the big one coming up soon. Just remember, if you like the show, make sure you tell your friend, tell your mama, tell somebody. Get them to check out the Strange Diet Broadcast. Let's get this thing growing a little bit more and reach more people and try to see what we can make out of all this. Da-da-da, chicka.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangedietfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and in writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.